StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Welcome to our regular startup news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. This is the deep dive of our startup news with me, Chris, in New York, and Joe, frolicking around in Germany. So this is the second episode. Some of you might have listened to the highlights, and now here you will get even more of our monthly news coverage. We took a bit of a leaner approach, as contradictory to the Christmas season, to the holiday season, but we took a bit of a leaner approach in the startup news. Please let us know how you like it. And before we go any further, one small milestone worth pausing for. This is episode 730 of Startup Radio. The number says a lot of conversations, years of conversations, cycles of hype and corrections. I mean, yeah. I'm still missing super fast supermarkets. Thousands of founders, investors, and operators passing through our mics. Booms, busts, pivots, reinventions across the DACH startup ecosystem. And we're still here, still hoping that sometimes our signals beat the noise. So thanks for listening, building this brand. Thanks for challenging us and for sticking around. Now back to work. And back to the December 2025 startup news, part two, the deep dive. Part one was a bit about bigger signals, headline moves. This now is where we slow things down a bit and we looked at what actually changed underneath. We are looking at more concrete deals with a couple of companies. And you will get the last wrap up before we start the new year. So I'm in the lead, Chris in New York. We'll move across the ecosystem piece by piece. We will look at Europe's shifting AI competitiveness debate, two very concrete signals out of Germany, out of Austria, out of Switzerland. You will hear which categories we see are maturing, others are being repriced, and where founders are adapting faster than the market consensus. So, before we will get into it, you have a little bit of housekeeping and all the little minutia for us.
Yeah, just a tiny note, guys. Startup Radio experienced a brief publishing interruption due to a software update at the third-party software provider that did not go as planned. All content was fully backed up and remains intact. Delayed episodes will be released and regular publishing has now resumed. Fortunately, quick heads up before we continue. This deep dive isn't about hype stories. We're talking execution signals, regulatory shifts, and where capital is actually getting disciplined right now. Stay with us. The interesting parts are just ahead. Hey guys, welcome back from the ad break. I'm handing over to Chris again because he's always been an ecosystem guy, right?
Yes. And this is the part of the show where we look more into general context of the startup world. For example, in Europe, we found a report at Entifau about Europe's AI competitiveness and how the debate there shifts from ambition to execution. Entifau is outlining a couple of scenarios for how Europe could remain competitive in the global AI race. They are looking at infrastructure, specialization, regulatory leverage. And we see that for the DACH ecosystem, the relevance is clear. The conversation has moved from whether Europe can compete at all to where it can win, which parts of the market. One idea is that that could be in particularly in applied, regulated, and industrial AI. The ecosystem in Germany has interesting details about the Google search trends 2025. And Stern has an analysis there and showing where public curiosity was lying in 2025. And for founders and operators, these trends matter a bit more than just like the trivia and are a bit of a proxy for mass market sentiment, cultural anxiety, and emerging demand. And when we look at it. I mean, a lot of it is political, I guess, in the search trends, but we also see a lot of searches about dead people, unfortunately. So probably, a bit less about the startup world, but a bit more about what actually Germans were curious about. The German fintech ecosystem has been the topic of a tech funding news article that analyzes the ecosystem reaching 651 million euros in funding, highlighting also a shift from explosive growth to some kind of operational maturity. So we also see here that fintech is becoming more of an execution game, centering on margins, centering on compliance, centering on scale economics, and a bit less the rapid growth stories of the past. And Tech Funding News also reports that 2026 is shaping up as a pivotal year for German accounting software driven by AI adoption and mandatory e-invoicing. That means for software as a service founders in the DACH region, regulation is once again acting as a forced innovation catalyst and a bit less of a drag, hopefully, for you guys. Moving on from Germany to Austria and moving on from Christian to Joe.
Yes, there's a new electricity law in Austria. Wind and solar sectors celebrate a regulatory win. The renewables industry are positioned as beneficiary of the new electricity market framework, which matters because climate startups don't scale on tech alone. They scale on the market design. For DACH founders, this is a reminder that regulatory structure can be growth lever, not only constraint. We accelerate arson attack raises concerns about ecosystem security. Trending topic reports on a confirmed arson attack at Vienna's We Accelerate Startup Hub. While no funding or product implications were reported, the incident highlights a growing uncomfortable reality. Physical security and political polarization are becoming non-trivial risk factors, even in innovation spaces. In Switzerland, Forbes 30 Under 30 highlights Swiss startup talent. The coverage spotlights a new cohort of Swiss innovators, reinforcing Switzerland's steady reputation for producing globally competitive founders across deep tech, fintech, and life science. Let's go a little bit into the general news, VCs, news, and new funds, just in case you're looking for money. Hero Capital launches its third European scale-up fund. Hero Capital announced the launch of Hero 3, spelled H-I-R-O, a new European-focused scale-up fund, while adding Sir Nick Clegg as general partner. Forbes published its Midas Europe list spotlighting capital concentration. Forbes released its annual list for Europe, highlighting the venture capitalists currently exerting the most influence across the European startup ecosystem. For startup founders, the list is less about prestige and more about pattern recognition. Capital networks and follow-on power are becoming increasingly concentrated among a smaller and smaller group of repeat actors. The deep tech news. Chris, you want to flux it in?
Because Flux 2 was presented as a new image generation model, reinforcing that European AI progress is increasingly becoming more about shipping as productized systems. And for founders, this is also like an execution signal. You can say we see that distribution and integration layers are now where winners separate themselves from labs. Aleph Alpha, a company we've talked about a couple of times here too, is part of a coverage of Handelsblatt. Handelsblatt is framing an inflection point at Aleph Alpha and reminded that sovereign AI in Europe is now in the hard phase. Product procurement cycles and durable economics are the main topics there. And the founders here, the takeaway is that AI credibility more comes from actual delivery of operational systems and not just from positioning, as exemplified by Aleph Alpha in that report. In the defense tech news, we can only say keep in mind that we had the top news with Quantum Systems and their dual use potential 3 billion valuation. And so more about that in the upcoming episodes, I think. We also have nothing big about the biotech news. For now, there will be more in funding and the mergers and acquisitions sections of the show. So we will move on to fintech with you.
Yes, Mundo, the fintech news. Mundo secures 100 million debt facility by JP Morgan Payments. This is a maturity signal. Non-dilutive capital is back for fintechs that look like infrastructure and other experiments. For Berlin and the Dach fintech scene, this is about unit economics and credit worthiness. Exactly the sort of signal late stage partners care about. WeFox, we talked about the former unicorn quite frequently. Profitability becomes the headline. Handelsblatt reports WeFox aiming to be profitable this year, so 2025, I would assume, an inflection that matters because InsurTech has been a graveyard of growth first stories. For Dach founders, this is a category-wide signal. Sorry, it's late here. Distribution models are being judged on underwriting quality and operational discipline, not funding optics. Bitpanda expands into Asia Pacific. Bitpanda's APAC expansion signals a crypto platform moving from regional dominance into international positioning. For Austria and the Dach crypto ecosystem, it's a clean marker of compliance area crypto scaling where distribution follows licenses and institutional trust. We don't have explicit green tech news here, but Chris had a lot of general news, right?
Yeah, let's move on to the general news and to move about a former guest of ours. SwissPod hits a Hyperloop speed record. MoneyCap here reports that SwissPod is breaking the Hyperloop speed record on a major US test track for Switzerland and Dach Deep Tech. It's a credibility milestone. With hardware ventures only get funded long term if they can keep converting ambition into performance. And that is something we see here. Next topic, interesting, if they would not be already listed and would still be considered a startup, this would have made the number one topic of our news overall, because we're talking about Auto One. They are expanding their inventory funding to 1.6 billion euros, underlining the capital intensity behind Europe's largest used car marketplace. All of this also kind of a reminder that the marketplace scale is ultimately a balance sheet story, not just a growth one. We see that here, and we see that access to structured financing can also be a bit of a competitive moat. Manager Magazin reports a sharp directional signal in Germany's EV market. BYD is gaining while Tesla loses momentum. So we see that the competitive advantage here is increasingly about manufacturing cadence, coming up with pricing strategy, distribution, and in the end also winning market share as BYD does. And we also see that the brand narrative of Tesla has become a rather toxic one, let's say. Flixbus, company in Munich that by now also already owns the famous Greyhound buses or Greyhound bus brand in the US, is pushing expansion into Australia. That's a report by Munich Startup that shows that platform economics and international replication actually can be a thing. And we also see it's kind of a disciplined global rollout and not just like, okay, here's a new market and a hyped up story. Flixtrain is a part of coverage of Fund Scene, which reports that Flixtrain is positioning themselves around a high frequency network, signaling escalating competitive pressure in German rail. Also regulatory and CapEx chessboard story here, where we see that strategy, your own strategy, is always kind of constrained by network access and political economics, as is part of the German rail system and rail regulatory systems. And Handelsblatt is reporting that Amazon has inaugurated a new German headquarter while expanding their local footprint. Even though there is increasing regulatory scrutiny and political debate around the e-commerce giant or website giant or Amazon, AWS giant. Germany still remains a core operational market for global tech giants like Amazon. And the country is reinforcing its role as a logistics talent and enterprise hub within Europe. More details about that at Handelsblatt. And now we are talking about creative destruction.
Yes, good old Schrumpeter. We do have insolvency, layoffs, and other bad news. Not all companies here are leaving the market, starting with Flink. They reportedly, according to Vivo Wirtschaftswoche, they report Flink, the quick delivery, is requiring close to 90 million euros. Data point in the post-hype normalization of quick commerce. For Berlin, it's less about delivery and more about whether last-mile economics can be financed under sober terms. Sushi Bikes insolvency, D2C reality check, reporting frames Sushi Bikes as insolvent, another reminder that consumer hardware brands live and die by working capital. German startups insolvency highlights the fragility between showcase growth stories. MSN reports on the insolvency of Düsseldorf-based flagship startup, a case that surprised many observers. For Dach Ecosystem, this serves a reminder that visibility and narrative momentum do not replace financial resilience, especially in a market that has turned decisively towards fundamentals. And SellerX cuts staff, aggregator unwind continues. Handelsblatt reports SellerX halving its workforce, aligning with the broader aggregator correction that's been unfolding since cheap capital ended. Chris, you want to do some fundings above 90 million euros, US dollars, and Swiss, frankly?
Yes, that's my minimum requirement, obviously. Transcript reports Immatics placing $125 million, a meaningful scale signal in biotech financing. This is the kind of transaction for Dach Life Sciences that keeps pipelines alive, we can definitely say here. And more about that is in the show notes, as is the case with all of our stories. You can always find additional articles or the in-depth coverage from one of our colleague or from one of our competitors' websites. Lime Home raised 75 million euros to accelerate the expansion of its tech-enabled hospitality platform, combining real estate operations with standardized digital processes. Mirelo closed an unusually large $41 million seed round backed by Index Ventures and A16Z, positioning itself in the fast-moving intersection of generative video and audio. So we also see here that investors are willing to fund AI creation platforms at scale, even at very early stages.
Let's see if the name of the next startup makes our audience smile.
Disco Pharmaceuticals. Woo, woo, woo. Meow, meow, meow. Finn SME is reporting about the fact that the company, obviously with our favorite name of the year, is closing a 36 million euro seed round. It's a company that works in biotech, and showing that seed money here can still be pretty large, 36 million euros, proving it. Leafy, L-I-F-I, is raising $29 million, reinforcing the infrastructure built out in crypto, especially routing and liquidity layers that are sitting beneath consumer brands. FinSME is also reporting that Asaya, A-S-S-A-I-A, is closing a 26 million euro Series B round. They are using that money to scale their AI platform for airport and airline operations, focusing on turnaround efficiency and emission reduction. Corinthus raised an additional $25 million, reinforcing the pattern that industrial AI with measurable efficiency gains continues to attract repeat capital, even as broader AI narratives probably might cool. Gravis Robotics closed a $23 million funding round to scale its autonomous robotics platform. beyond their home markets. So here we also see that the investor appetite is still continuing for applied robotics with a clear use in industrial spaces. Spryker is securing additional funding, reinforcing their investor belief, or reinforcing investor belief in modular B2B commerce infrastructure, even though we sometimes see that consumer e-commerce is a bit cooling. But the signal here, enterprise-grade platforms with deep integrations are still able to attract capital. Hamburg Startups reports that 4 people's return from insolvency into the holiday period is showing an execution-heavy story in a month dominated by mega rounds. We see here that resilience isn't branding, but restructuring under pressure and re-entering the market with tighter economics. More about this at Hamburg Startups. And now talking about companies that go together, M&A news.
Yes, German LiDAR specialist Blickfeld to be acquired by Senstar, strengthening sensor portfolio. ElectronicNet, a website and multiple industry sources, report that Blickfeld GmbH, the Munich-based 3D LiDAR pioneer, has entered into a definitive acquisition agreement with Senstar Technologies Corporation, with Blickfeld set to become a Senstar subsidiary while continuing to operate under its existing name and leadership, a move expected to close in early 2026. The combination brings high-precision 3D LiDAR sensors, notably the QB Protect platform, into Senstar's broader perimeter security and situational awareness ecosystem, expanding its addressable market across security, industrial automation, transport, and infrastructure application, and enhancing global go-to-market reach. The deal underscores how advanced sensor integration and real-time 3D perception are strategic differentiators in physical security and industrial AI stacks at scale. Chris, whew, that was quite a bit. We are almost done for the month. I just have one question. How is New York between Christmas and New Year's Eve? Any traditions you brought with you from Germany?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Well, my tradition is to mind my own business. So, I will stay home a lot. I will watch silly shows, and that's probably it. The only thing I'm going to do is probably go to the gym. And then the rest of the time, I will hibernate under a blanket, maybe. Yeah.
Hibernation.
How about you? I mean, I guess it's very different with two kids, right?
Oh yeah, it's different. You don't get time off. You don't get anything. You're basically, you're very happy when the holidays are over. You can send them back to kindergarten and school.
Nice.
I know. I'm speaking for all the parents here.
So this is it for our today's show, right?
Yeah, this is for the year 2025. Thank you very much. Looking forward to see and hear you guys next year again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.